This is Joanna Schrader reporting live from the Ag Associates Conference here in Houston, and I'm with Dave Alexander with AgriScience Technology. Dave, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Now, Dave, I know you've worked a lot with Stoller Products, but just to start us off, can you tell us a little bit about what your company does?
Well, my company basically is a consulting company. It's consulting around basic foundation knowledge of soil or agronomy, and then incorporating the ability for me to understand the physiology that's going on and connecting the two. And what we basically do then is we examine, assess, and help a grower understand where he's at using his own production history and then his goals. And we find how to interpret his needs in an economic way that he can increase his yields or his yields and his quality in an efficient and economic way that increases his bottom line. And in doing so, we primarily introduce the Stoller technology. And the Stoller technology can be brought in at different levels. But my success over the years has been building foundation work first and then using technology. Whenever you create balance by creating good foundation work, you can then bring in the extra technology that we understand probably better than anybody in the world and be more consistent and more successful in helping a grower increase his yields profitably.
Now, let me ask you this, Dave. What are some of the common issues that you're seeing in regards to soil?
I would say it's a problem of understanding the whole agronomic situation from an NPK valued system. I think that's all they've ever been exposed to. When it comes to fertilizer balance and really trying to create an environment that you can achieve the yields that are ingrained in the genetics that we have to work with today, you really have to go beyond NPK. We kind of, when I teach my growers about understanding the benefits of fertility balance, I often refer to NPK. We're a very educated society, even in agriculture. And if NPK was the answer, we should have learned that NPK was the solution 30 years ago. And so you have to kind of take it beyond NPK. You certainly have to address NPK because those are the three primary nutrients that we need to manage. But there are other secondary and micronutrient values in that whole system that lend itself to things that we understand from a plant physiology perspective, and that is control of plant hormone balance, how certain nutrients can help us in the control of hormone balance, either in the production, the makeup of the components, but all the things that influence proper production of plant hormones in the plant. When you then take and understand how plant hormones work in effect with each other and how systematically that plant's DNA is programmed to express certain things at certain times, that it's keeping that balance is what will increase our production more effectively than anything. It's the external environment that comes in with stress. Anything that causes stress in the plants causes a disruption in the balance of the hormones the way they're supposed to be in design of that perfect world that we get out of our genetic mapping. And so by understanding those things, we then can start to interact with certain nutrients or certain hormonal components that help us build that balance, even in the presence of an environment that creates an imbalance.
Now, you've really hinted, I guess, around the yield, and you know, one of the most important things for growers is to improve their yield. You know, you talked about the importance of balancing hormones. How does that all work together to help ultimately increase the yield?
Well, it all goes back to the makeup of the genetics of that plant. I mean, what is that individual plant or species capable of doing? And we spend millions and millions of dollars and years building genetics into our seed. Well, now we have to find a way to extract it. Well, a lot of what the Stoller technology does is gives us a way to extract some of that when environmental conditions or exposure to the environment, you know, that creates stress are taking away. It really is just about maintaining more of a perfect world environment, which means limit stress. In the plant hormone arena, we call limiting stress managing ethylene. And if we learn how to manage ethylene, it will allow the other hormones and the other functions of the plant, whether it's photosynthesis, photosynthetic production, or the movement of sugars in the plant, to work the way it's supposed to. That's how you increase yield. You increase yield by keeping that balance. When I talk about foundation work, we have to go back to, when do you start to go into a mode of action that's going to start to build consistency in increasing yields? The first 2 weeks in any crop are the most important time frame to start that process. And so we start by building a foundation program with our starter fertilizer program. We incorporate things that will give us that advantage in the first 2 weeks. We want increased root mass, proper root mass development, meaning lateral roots, increased lateral roots, increased dimension of what we're seeking, you know, in our root structure. That creates early vigor. That creates more even germination. That creates more consistency across the field. Ultimately, that then increases our genetic expression, which is what we pull out of the genetic potential available. If we take that genetic expression and can increase it by influencing the first 2 weeks, then we can carry that through to the end of the season.
When a farmer actually engages in, and you talk about the importance of the first 2 weeks after the crop's been planted, what kind of yield increases are they seeing when they're engaging a product like a Stoller product?
Well, it's going to be very dependent on, number one, how much balance you have to work with at the start. But if you can incorporate those early foundation aspects of building a program, and then you can maintain certain management throughout the rest of the season, like proper nitrogen management often comes into play concerning vine crops or some of these vegetable crops. It can also come into play in corn production as well. You really focus on what our goals are as far as yield, what our potential is, and then manage it. Manage it in the number of units of N that we use, the type of N we use, the timing of applications, and the interference that the environment can create as far as turning some of these nitrogen values into nitrate, which in effect can cause negative results for us if it's done at the wrong time. And so it's a case of starting, building, and then managing some of these key aspects. If it's done correctly, we're seeing anywhere from 10 to 30% yield increases on some of our basic row crop scenarios. We're seeing, when you can incorporate drip irrigation, like on vegetable crops, we're seeing upwards of double the production with increased quality at the same time. So it's an individual.
So for growers who are listening to this interview, if they take away one thing from you, what do you want that to be?
I think we have to learn to trust the technology that's in the marketplace, as long as the people that are delivering the technology understand exactly what it is, what it's supposed to do, and what the outcome is. Now, we can back that up with trials. We can back it up with a lot of different research work. But I really think that Stoller and the people that are out representing Stoller products understand those key things when it comes to knowledge of what the product is, knowledge of how it works and how it functions in the plant, and why, what we're trying to do and what we're trying to achieve when we execute and implement those products. So trust the technology. It's there. Ask yourself, how much of the genetic potential are we really realizing? Most farmers know that it's less than 50%. So what's out there that we can utilize in an economic and efficient economics to extract more of that potential that we know exists?